So actually, this last halacha is so important, Lagabi, so many halachas even brought down as far as rov, a majority and a minority of things when they're mixed up. Reb Kiveger brings the following. If something is a davar sheish lamatirin, which means that eventually something, although it's usher now, in the future it's going to be mutter. So we're usually machmer on that. And when you have a majority and a minority, and the minority is going to eventually be mutter, we don't say that the minority is bottled to the majority and loses its individuality and becomes mutter. That's only when they're both the same type of item. But when you have two totally different type of items, there we're not machmer with a davar sheyesh lo matirin. If something's going to be mutter tomorrow, if it's two types of items, it doesn't matter that it's going to be mutter tomorrow. We're not so machmer. And there we say that it's batal berov. And we ignore davar sheyesh lo matirin. We ignore and we find it irrelevant if tomorrow it's going to be mutter. But the Ran says in the Darim, on Daf Nun Beis, that which we're not machmer by something that's going to be mutter tomorrow when it's two different types of species, that's only with something that's really mamish osser right now, and tomorrow it's going to be mutter. So because it's osser now, even though tomorrow it's going to be mutter, since it's two different species, the Ran says, we're not machmer. But the Ran says, if something is literally mutter to eat or to use right now, even if it's two different species, that's a very strong davar sheyesh lo matirin. And even if it's two different species, it doesn't become batal. And the case the Ran brings is bread that's baked in an oven with meat at the same time. And then there's a smell that goes into the bread. The Rif says on such bread that you can't eat that bread with milk. Even though the fleishiks, the smell that goes into the bread, is different than the bread itself, right? They're two different species, fleishiks and bread. So one would say, the taste of the fleishiks should become nullified with the bread, and therefore the bread should just be bread with no fleishiks, and you should be able to eat it with milk. Why can't you eat it with milk? So the Ran says the reason is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, where today I am totally allowed to eat the bread, because if I didn't eat it with milk, the bread by itself is mutter. So because that's the case, since the bread by itself would be mutter, therefore the liquid or the smell of the fleishiks that's in the bread never goes away and is not bottled from the bread. And therefore, since the fleishiks is there, you can't eat it with milchiks. That's the Ran. That's the way the Ran understands the Rif over there. So Reb Kiveger asks, on our Mishnah, according to the Ran, there should be a problem here. Because even if you have most of this cloth that's made from camel wool, right now, can a person wear this cloth, wear a garment made from camel wool and sheep's wool? Of course he can. It's not shatnez. So today, it's totally mutter. Now, tomorrow, so I want to now sew it into linen, that should be usher to do. Why? Because the sheep wool should never become batal to the camel wool, because the sheep wool was literally mutter before I stitched in the linen. So how and why does the Mishnah then say that one is allowed to do this? And Reb Kiveger himself brings that there's a shach that says that water, if it becomes mixed up with a little bit of milk, similar type of case, because you can drink the water and the milk together, and it's only a problem if they go into meat. But if you have water and a tiny bit of milk, so the milk becomes, the shach says, the milk becomes bottled to the water, now it's just looked at as water, and then you can eat it with meat. Reb Kiveger brings that he has a whole tshuva on this, not to go into, but just wanted to bring this up because we see the poskim would use even mishnayos regarding kilayim to shed light on other practical halachas, even basar b'chalav and things like that, and that a shayla of camel hair with sheep's wool can have effect on the halacha of milk and water together with fleishiks.